bookings have just opened for the Nan Community Carols, happening on the evening of Saturday, December 11. Carols coordinator Kelly Richardson joins me now to discuss. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Jenny. How are you going?
Yeah, really well, thank you. You must be so pleased to be able to put on an event this year.
We are actually really ecstatic that it's coming together again. Obviously, with all the different COVID restrictions, it's a pleasure that the Nan District's Residents Association is able to put forward something for the community.
Yeah, so what's planned?
What's planned? We have on stage, we actually have a band coming along this year, Buddy's Four. We've also got bagpipes having a play. We have the Nan School Choir and, of course, the Nan Community Singers coming along again. We have some local artists that are able to perform. For kids' activities, we have the face painters, our local food vendors, Christie's Diner. We've got the Red Cross supplying strawberries and some baked goods that are gluten-free. We have, of course, the Lions Barbecue and from the Butler's Pantry with some delicious donuts as well as coffee.
Oh, wow. Gosh, yum. And
yes. And
some nice talent as well. Adam Connolly from 5MU
and
Pastor Mike Stoodley sharing the stage as MCs. That'll be fun.
It will be great fun. We've actually got a little bit more interaction with them this year with helping out with a Christmas carol or two. So it should be really lots of fun.
Oh, okay. That's something I've got to check out. And last year you won an award, didn't you? You won the Mount Barker District Council Community Event of the Year Award. So
yes.
It's a much-loved community initiative, isn't it?
It certainly is. And that was a very generous award. We were very surprised by receiving that. But everybody on the team is very well-deserved. We worked really hard last year. And, of course, with all the different restrictions that are around the COVID, we weren't sure if we were able to put it on. So the fact that we could and it went as well as it did just gave us the boost to persevere again this year.
And it's not cheap running an event. How do you manage to fund it?
We have our community event partners, which are the Mount Barker Council, the Nan Market and also the Nan School. We've had some very generous donations from local businesses within the Nan community and also the Mount Barker district.
It is such a wonderful community. I mean, largely the Hills area, but Nan, there are some people I work with here, including Adam, who just think that Nan is the bee's knees, like there's something really special going on.
There is definitely something special going on. We just have a beautiful surrounding. We are very fortunate to be able to host the carols at school. That's perfect surroundings to comply with our COVID plan. So from a carol's point of view, it's just you couldn't think of anywhere else to go really at the moment.
Yeah. So with COVID in mind, is there a limit on the amount of people you can have?
Yes, we're working under a voluntary plan. So we are able to have under 1,000 patrons attend. Last year we had, I think it was around 500, but this year we're anticipating anywhere between the 600 to 800.
With me at the moment is Kelly Richardson, the Carols Coordinator, ahead of the upcoming Nan Community Carols on Saturday, December 11. I hear that there's going to be some little prizes for people who get tickets, Kelly.
Yes, this year, instead of having a best dress competition, we've decided to have a mystery ticket door prize. So there's an opportunity for a few winners to receive some local goodies.
Oh, excellent. How do people book?
Okay, booking is through Try Booking. If you go and type in the location, the Nan Community Carols, that should send you on the link through and will give you all the updated information and details as to how to book.
And I hear that you're after a little bit more help as well, more hands on deck.
Yes, more hands on deck would be wonderful. We actually last year had a team of about 42 volunteers, which was necessary to uphold the details within the COVID restrictions. So anyone looking to volunteer, if they could please contact me on 0417 089 690. And they're interested in volunteering, that'll be awesome. There are lots of different roles and things to do. Some people may need to be a COVID marshal. We're looking for some people with working with children. So, yeah, if you're interested and keen to be a part of our team, please give me a call.
Fantastic. Well, I hope it all goes really well. And thanks so much for your time today, Kelly Richardson.
No worries. Thanks very much, Jenny.